Hey, wait a second. Where do you think you're going? I don't think so. Not if I have anything to say about it. I can't let you go to work. You're my pillow. I need you. I want you to stay. Please. I hate when you have to leave so early in the morning. It's bad enough you had to work late last night. I feel like I've hardly seen you. I miss your face. Among other things. I am this close to getting a cardboard cut out of you, just so I feel like you're still here even when you're at work. No, that was a joke. I'm not insane. But I'm gonna go insane if you leave me all alone again. Please. Please. You can't go to work. I forbid it. My place, my rules. It gets so lonely when you aren't around. It's so sad and empty here when you're gone. I'm sad and empty when you're gone. Don't laugh at me. Shut up. You love when I'm dramatic. And you love how much I need you. I've never felt this way before. It's so strange. I just mean I've, like, always been content on my own, you know? I never used to get lonely, really. I liked being alone. But now, I think you did something to me. Yes. You rewired my brain. You brainwashed me into being obsessed with you. So, next time, when you complain about me not letting you go to work, maybe you should keep in mind that my clinginess is your very own fault. Because if you weren't so irresistible, maybe I'd have an easier time letting you leave. I have ways of making you stay, you know. Take today off. Call in sick. You'll have way more fun here. No, really, though. You're always working. You've got to be so tired anyway. You should stay home. And I'm not just saying that because I miss you and I want you to stay. I am, in fact, looking out for you. I know how badly you need a day off. You must be exhausted. You're lying. I can tell you're tired. You should stay here and spend the day in bed. I'll bring you food and I'll give you a massage and I'll make sure you're resting. Take today off. You know you want to. Wait a minute, I just remembered. Everyone has today off. It's a national holiday. Yes, it's National Stay in Bed with Your Girlfriend Day. It's a real thing, I swear it. You just have to trust me, I guess. Wait a minute, what time do you actually have to be at work, though? Okay, that's in forever. You have plenty of time. Plenty of time to kiss me. See, that's more like it. I feel so spoiled to have you, and yet I still can't get enough of you. Having you just makes me want you more and more, thus me not wanting you to go to work. Which I really shouldn't have just brought up, because now you're remembering you have to go to work. Dang it, I was doing so well, distracting you and making you forget that you have a job. Can we just pretend for like 10 more minutes that work doesn't exist? I'll pretend that I don't have a job. You pretend you don't have a job. That's my favorite fantasy. You're so warm. Cuddle me forever, okay? You're my favorite blanket. You know, just looking at you feels like being wrapped in a warm blanket. You just have that effect, I guess. You have a warm presence about you. You just make me feel so at ease. Can you tell I'm trying to butter you up so that you'll stay? Well, yeah, it's true, I am, but I still meant what I said. They just really, really don't want you to go. Just the thought of you getting dressed and walking through that door right now is hurting my soul. Yes. Yes, it's hurting my soul. I hate when you leave. The only upside to you leaving is the incredulous amount of happiness I feel when you come back. Is this what it's like to be a pet dog? Fascinating. I love you. Stay. I'm just gonna keep saying it. Stay. I love you. Stay. I love you. Please, 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 please. It'll be healthy for you to take a day off. And won't your boss understand? You never take days off. Put your boss on the phone. I'll do all the talking. I'll say that you need a mental health day. Just call your boss, please. I can be very persuasive. Well, I've gotten you to stay like 10 minutes longer than you intended to, haven't I? See? Persuasive. Oh my gosh, I forgot there's a headboard there. Are you okay? I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to give you a concussion, I swear. I want you to pretend you're too sick to work, not actually be too sick to work. Are you sure you're okay? You didn't hit your head too hard? Okay. I feel like I'm wearing you down. Slowly but surely convincing you. Is this working? It is. How important is it that you go into work today? I mean, if you took the day off, just today, would everything be okay? Would your boss be okay? Would your coworkers be okay? Would the world continue rotating on its axis? And is that what she wants? To take today off? Finally get some rest? Then staying is looking pretty good right about now, I think you should listen to your body. Admit that you need a break and tell your boss you won't be coming in today. How does that sound? It does sound nice, doesn't it? And for the next 24 hours, I will do nothing but take care of you and love you and pamper you. Maybe so much so that you never want to go back to work ever again. Okay, sorry, I'm pushing it. I'm so obsessed with you. Can you blame me? I just want to love you forever. I think you're the one person in the world I could never get sick of. Question. Are you officially staying? Just answer the question. Are you? Please. please? Really? You're gonna take today off? Thank you. Thank you so much. You won't regret it. I don't know if I can be quite as fun as your workplace. I have a lot to live up to, don't I? But I promise to make it worth it. This is already worth all the begging I had to do to get you to stay. I'm so happy.